I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's gorgeous out. I mean, it's not warm or anything, but it's just a beautiful... I'm looking through orange maple leaves at a blue sky. If you get a chance, go outside and play today.
Have a great Wednesday.
You mother...
God, I cannot find any more info on that lady.
Well,
I just
if you
can't.
Do, you got to immediately call me at home and tell me all about it.
You want a news break over the phone,
over
huh?
the phone.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a health crisis. The Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to school districts in Alameda, Contra Costa, Santa Clara, and San Francisco counties so schools can get much-needed pandemic supplies now. See what they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. I just happened upon... In the USA Today, it's front page news about Elliot Page.
Yeah. Ellen Page became Elliot Page.
Elliot Page's wife says she's so proud of him for coming out as transgender. That's a headline in the front page of today's USA Today trip.
That's great.
And I'm not sure how that works for couples. Obviously, they work it out, but it's trippy because you'd think the wife would go, wait a minute, but I married a woman because I'm lesbian. I guess everybody works it out, right?
Do you remember we did a secret show?
I remember.
One of the Sonoma ones, and this woman told us that she was married to a man.
This was the secret show in La Costa.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yes, I remember this story vividly.
So she was, but that wasn't even the story. Like, she was telling us about some horrible thing that was going on in her life. And as we were questioning her, we find out that this is, you know, not the first crazy thing to happen. She's
right.
Married to a man. She's a woman who's married to a man. And she thinks, and they lived happily ever after. They rode off into the sunset together. And the man decides he's going to become a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And were they were still together, and but she was like, we're trying to work it out. We're trying to figure it out. Like,
I don't think they were at the time, but I think that she did try to work it out. I don't remember all of that part. I just remember her taking our heads clean off because the story started as one thing, and upon...
If just digging a little bit into that
right.
lady, we were like, what?
Yeah, that. That's the story. We just found your story.
Right.
The other thing isn't your story.
Yeah, forget this your is. Other thing. This is your thing.
Yeah, I don't, I'm sure it's fine, but that is an interesting situation to find yourself in, I would guess, to
yes.
be married to. The real neat thing, I can say this from experience because I have a friend who has a trans child, is that there's now more help for young people than ever before.
No question.
Who already know this about themselves, but unfortunately in the past, parents have said, no, you're not thinking correctly. We'll just help you be a boy or help you be
right.
a girl.
No, yeah.
When,
right, denying that there
right,
could be
right.
anything else going on.
And now there's a lot more help for someone to already be living as the person they believe themselves to be.
Yep.
And that's really cool. And will also help people not find this or make these announcements in their 30s. Is she 30?
She's easily 30.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That seems like
we're looking up Elliot Page.
33.
33.
Vinny, have you looked on Maria Athens' Twitter?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Is there something new?
Yeah, I just set the link to Varin.
Oh.
Well, read it to us.
Well, let's see.
Is it?
It's an interesting photo. That's why I wanted.
Oh, it's a photo. It's not
No, it's a photo, and she makes a statement that she had no idea. She said, "I had no idea I went viral as I've been off the internet. Dreams do come true. To all the haters, I'm 85 pounds wet, so how can I beat up a cop, and why would I destroy my career if unfounded? Also, to everyone, I love Alaska and my news." But zoom in on her face, Bryn, because it looks insane.
Okay, she's standing in front of the news logo.
She's doing a backside shot, huh?
Yeah. But, oh, my God. She looks like she probably has an axe in front of her. It's her from the back. She's wearing a huge parka and leggings.
And the caption of that is redemption tomorrow in all caps. And
oh, my God.
Continues.
I can't wait
so she'll be back.
Redemption she's
tomorrow.
Back.
This is great.
And then, no, I hadn't seen that. But clearly, after some time away, which is what I was tripping on, because there was a lot of news initially, and she was arrested. She spent time in jail. So she was disappeared for that reason, but it looks like, okay.
And then she continues, "What's a consensual, no romantic text affair anyways? I never even kissed the man."
What?
In reference to the
I
mayor.
Can't wait to hear more. So, I can't wait.
She posted all this stuff on November 30th, so I'm trying to find what redemption she's looking for. But yeah, she's active on her Twitter again.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Wow. All right.
And then you got to follow her on Twitter.
She continues. She continues and she says she's single AF.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Well, line up, guys.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're looking for, isn't it? I mean.
And she's like just retweeting people that are tweeting her saying like, "You go, girl. I absolutely love the voicemail. I must have played it at least 10 times now."
Oh, the racist voicemail where she threatens to kill a couple people?
Yeah.
They love
nice.
That. Well,
that's
I guess nice. We love it too, don't we?
We certainly do. I will say I have no hate for this woman, or I'm not even disappointed in her. Like, more of Maria Athens, please.
Yeah, I'll try to find what redemption she's talking about.
Have a great tweet, you mother fathers. Woohoo! Oh, this is it's the best news today. Even almost, it's not the best news. It's the second best news. The best news is a former parliament member caught with his legs in the air in a 20-man orgy in a bar in Belgium. That is the best story of the day.
I agree that quote to the legs in the air party was, it's too good. All right, from all that fun stuff to this, this is an ongoing story that we all followed at the time, and it's definitely, it's sad that it comes to this, but it's also probably justice, especially for the families that know their people died in a real tragic, could have been avoided nightmare. A federal grand jury yesterday charged the captain of a commercial dive boat, Conception, with 34 counts of manslaughter for the deaths in the pre-dawn fire aboard this scuba diving adventure boat. It was one of the worst maritime disasters in recent U.S. history. The captain, Jerry Boylan, from Santa Barbara. They say he was long admired for his care and seamanship. The guy's old. He's not a young dude. He'd been doing this for a long time. So he knew his business, and apparently they say he neglected his business, and that's why they brought him up on charges. I'm trying to find his age. There it is. He's a 67-year-old Santa Barbara resident. He's not making comment now that the charges have been brought against him, but right. I imagine he's going to have to mount a pretty serious defense to keep himself from doing really hard time here at the back end of his life.
And no matter what happens to him, those people are not coming back.
Nope. It's the grand jury in L.A. tragic. Found him responsible for the safety lapses over the Labor Day weekend last year. And they say this could have been prevented. And there was obviously, again, 34 people died. So that's a lot of people who passed because of negligence in care They say it was 33 recreational divers, all from the Bay Area.
Yep.
And also one employee, it looks like. They say that there were a lot of failures to follow well-established safety rules, including how they didn't have a person. One person was supposed to be awake all night.
At all times.
Somebody's got to do a shift. And they didn't have that person doing that. So that's the first thing would have been someone who'd say, I smell smoke. Right. I think there's a fire.
Everybody
Let me
out.
Get the extinguisher and put that out. They say they still say that they don't have the exact cause of the fire, but they do mention that there was on a deck above where everyone was sleeping. There was a bunch of tangled cell phones charging in the salon area.
Right.
And they think that it may have sparked out of that.
Right. Oh,
so.
God. It's just so, it's, it actually, like I, you know, somebody needs to be charged. And obviously the families want some kind of retribution and closure to this. But I, it just doesn't, it doesn't bring anybody back. It's,
nope.
It's so incredibly tragic. And, you know, let's hope that going forward, people take those incredibly important rules a little more seriously.
Yeah, well, and I also think it's part of the grieving process that unfortunately it's really surprising when you hear someone say, I don't want any charges brought against this person. I just want them to, you know, be forgiven by God. You know, like those people who somehow find it in themselves to be, I just don't think that's normal. I think most people go, I want that person
dude's head
to pay.
On a plate.
Right. I think that's a much more normal reaction
it's
to loss.
It's just awful.
So anyway, that's the latest. That's a long, that story's a couple years old or a year, over a year old. So it wasn't this last Labor Day, right? It was the one before that. So anyway, manslaughter charges have been brought against that guy. 2020 is also, it's known as, you know, the year of the worldwide pandemic, and I would say it's also the year of our ever-widening asses.
There is no question. I don't think I've ever weighed more than I do right now.
The world has never sat so much.
Yeah.
The whole wide world has been sitting more than ever.
Also, as you brought up cookie recipes, I'm like, yeah, I make cookies fairly regularly. And bread, we're making bread still. And
bread's back? I thought you stopped the bread.
Well, you know, we even though we don't make our own anymore, we still have, you know, we're having spaghetti or soup or something to dip it. You know, you just, let's heat up a loaf. Yeah, let's get some cheesy garlic bread, huh?
You know, we have diet restrictions here. One of the things that I've been doing, because I'm so hungry all the time, is
the carrots and celery aren't doing it for you.
I have those, they're like, what are they, Hawaiian sweet rolls?
Oh, God, I love those.
I know. And so you can walk by the place where they're hidden and just pull one off the group, shove the whole thing in your mouth, and keep walking in under 15 seconds. Like, it's a quick... So
carbo lift.
It's just something to keep me from getting shaky.
Oh boy,
it works
though.
That sounds
so good. Yeah, I am. I'm embarrassed by the size of my ass right now, and you only realize it when you try to pull jeans on. I'm like, well, I have to find my stretchy jeans because these are not working. And it's just something has to be done. I don't know.
Well, maybe you should ride the acoustic bike tonight.
Oh. Forget it. Please. I got to go pick up pizza on my electric bike.
All right.
that's good for my diet.
Anyway, the story goes that we've been parked on our butts, not only while working, because we're all home working, but then we go from our office chair or bed or dinner table to our couch.
Yeah.
And there's more time spent.
Oh, look,
sitting.
The Queen's Gambit's on. Let's park it here for
the top
four
places
hours.
We parked our butts include the office chair, you know, wherever that is in your house. The
here
couch.
We all are.
A lot of people, they say here, are working from bed. 30%, 27%, almost 30% are staying in bed, just rolling over or sitting up and opening
sure.
the laptop and getting started.
Why would I get up when my laptop's right there? I'll just pull it over here.
I have my own reasons for this, but I feel like the bed should be where you sleep and bone, nothing else. I don't want to eat in there, and I don't want to do work in there.
Well, you got to get up at some point to pee. You should probably think about staying up at that point. But, you know,
but
it is
so
warm and cozy.
Warm.
I know. That's the problem. It's warmy in there. All right.
Especially
so nice.
During the winter.
Oh. I know. Oh, my God. It's so cold in the morning now. Oh, I have to put my hood on. I'm so freezing.
I'm going to run a line to my bed so I can lay here and just be on the air with you guys on the computer.
Oh, my God. We should do... Well, I don't know if I... I guess if we use our Lucy's, we could do a show from our bed.
I don't want to... Again...
Let's just try it. We should see.
I like my bed. I mean, we famously are sleep
then,
number...
Then all our spouses could be on, too.
Bed people.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to keep up the story that you and I sleep in the same bed?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, we'll just sit up together, Vinny. We can share one mic.
Oh, it'll be so fun.
Oh, my God. Let's do it tomorrow.
Anyway, you can win $5,000 thanks to your strange or disgusting cookie recipe. Apparently, Reynolds Wrap is holding a contest right now where you can submit your original cookie recipe that uses, quote, unexpected or wacky ingredients. So,
I actually use tinfoil in my cookies, so maybe I have an edge to win this.
The turmeric cookies, whatever it is you're up
turmeric.
To.
Yeah,
turmeric, is that how you say it? It's not turmeric.
I'm not positive. I've only seen it written on the spice jar. Yeah, there's like a potato, a rosemary potato sugar cookie. I mean, that might
turmeric.
Turmeric.
All right.
Yeah, there's got to be some way I can. I put pennies in mine. You know, there's all kinds of good.
Well, that's what they're looking for. So the people at Reynolds Wrap, Reynolds Wrap are holding a contest. So you submit your wacky recipe,
tinfoil chip cookies.
And you'll get, if you win, $5,000, and they'll share your wacky recipe with the world.
So they got a test kitchen going there that they're going to cook all these cookies in.
So, I don't know. Radish.
Do you guys have
cookies.
your wife has some pretty good recipes, right? Are they her recipes?
That's one of the things though that we're now wondering if maybe they didn't cause the relapse we're dealing with, cuz this is one of the worst things, and it happens even with your pets. I'm not trying to compare my kid to a pet, but you love watching your people be able to eat and be able to be happy, and
yeah,
all these, and you hate when they're like, I don't like this, and they're, you know,
but
so
that's all you got for them,
right? She's worked really hard to find desserts so that this kid can have something for dessert.
Yummy.
And
right,
we don't know if that's one of the problems that caused one of the problems.
Frustrating. I'm so sorry.
But she does have recipes, yes, that just, as soon as you start branching out with ingredients, it runs the risk.
Yeah.
Let me check my time here. Oh, okay. Jesus. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, here's a question. We just talked about this. How long has it been since you all saw each other in person? Since March 14th, 13th.
I saw Bryn.
Oh, right.
It was pretty soon after that. It was like
maybe April, sometime in April. We went and looked at a house together.
Oh, you did.
That was yeah.
That was, yeah. Right when we started.
And actually, did you come over here?
Yeah, one of the days for to drop off some equipment or something like that.
Yeah, you and John were figuring out equipment. But Nikki, I haven't seen in person, and obviously you haven't seen. I mean, we live 80 miles apart, so it's not like we drop by each other's houses.
Right.
Although I see you every night in bed. I don't want to forget that we sleep together.
Right.
Don't want to destroy that myth.
Good night, honey.
Night. The answer is no.
707. Oh, my God.
I knew what you were going
to
ask.
You, like, read people's minds? Is that what you do? I was wondering.
We spent so much time so close to each other. No. I'm not in the mood.
But I'm throwing my leg over. That's my move. Come on.
Yeah, I know all your moves.
Great.
I'm going to sleep in the other room.
707 says, I'm working from bed this morning.
Oh.
925, I just had a cup of tea and two Hawaiian sweet rolls for breakfast. Yeah,
it's so good.
It is really one of those things that you can, you don't need to butter them. You don't need to do anything. They're already perfect the way they are. I just cram it in and keep walking.
But if you do butter them, they're better.
They are better.
Or
you're
if
right.
you put some salami and cheese on there. Oh, oh ho, ho,
you
ho.
Do?
Yeah, a little mustard, salami, and cheese on a Hawaiian roll.
Oh. Too much.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I've been working from home since mid-March. I make a point to put on clothes, jeans, everything, every day.
Well, that's good. Because then you'll be reminded of how fat you're getting, and you'll be able to nip that in the bud. If I had only been wearing jeans all along, I would have known. Took me getting on the scale and going, oh, my God! I thought I was getting fat! Oh, God. I've cut out all desserts. I'm only allowed to have one helping of dinner, and I don't eat lunch anymore. I feel like I don't eat that much anyway. But I guess
helping of dinner?
Yeah. Like if we're having soup, I don't get to go. And I don't get to have the bread with the soup. It sucks. Life sucks. I'm having pizza tonight. I'm looking forward to pizza. I can have two slices.
Oh. That's it?
That's it.
No, you wait all this time to finally go get some pizza and you're going to have two?
I had pizza last week and I had a whole pizza. Oh. So I'm going to say that.
Oh, well, so then what you're saying is these rules are easily broken. No one stops you and you don't even stop yourself.
I got on the scale Sunday morning and almost started crying because I knew. Well, listen, it was after the holiday and all the eating. And then I said, that's it. I got to. The starvation has to start. So I didn't eat anything on Sunday.
The starvation has to start.
The starvation has to start. Like there's you have to have less calories.
That's healthy.
Yeah, I don't care. Really, I don't care if it's healthy or not. I want to be skinny.
Okay.
Healthy. Please. What, am I going to consult my doctor first before starting any diet? Forget it. I'm just going to eat less.
As fun as listening to you beat yourself up is, I am out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
Music news, and I'm going to start with that Pink thing. You're going to love this thing. It's awesome. After this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.